Assistant Chief Bearsman.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chief. This is Constable Davis.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I was calling. He's got a caller that a citizen called me about an issue, and I wasn't sure if I need to send a press release. You know, the incident the other day with a young man that committed a crime, and, you know, we gave your department and we gave the Rangers his ID, you know, his information stating he wasn't a police officer, and they're going to, the Ranger, I talked to the Ranger last week, and they're going to be handling the case. But I was concerned if I should send out a press release because one of your employees said that we hired a felon and he's out talking to us in the community, and I was concerned if I should send out a press release rebutting this statement from one of your police officers.
Do you know what police officer made that statement?
Daryl Smith.
Okay.
I don't have any proof, but I just want to, if it comes up at a community meeting, I want to go, if it comes up, I'll issue, if it comes up from the community, I'll issue a press release. It's been about 15 different incidents that's come up, and the police chief has said that unless I file a complaint, these things don't exist.
No, I don't think that's what he said. I think what he's told you is in order for us to open an investigation, we have to have a formal complaint. And that's pretty much standard nationwide in law enforcement agencies, and I bet you that's probably even standard in your agency.
Yeah, it's in our agency, but I know at HPD, if we have someone suspected, well, I would retire from the police department.
I definitely don't want to compare us to HPD because we both know the fact that you formerly worked there and the fact that I've been here a long time, that HPD doesn't do everything right every time.
Yeah, we don't.
So, I know that the industry standard, and I think it's statutorily required, that you cannot open up an official investigation without a formal complaint. And since these aren't observed things that we've observed, we do need a formal complaint. So that's actually keeping all of us out of hot water. Now, as far as the press release, that's up to you whether you want to cut a press release out or not. But I do know that we really don't want to get involved in any of the political angling that either one of you are doing. I certainly don't. I've been here 23 years and never wanted to work for a political organization. And so far, I've been pretty good at it.
Well, I support that. I mean, like the other day I called when you know, I was being followed down Texas Parkway. I was putting up a sign, and I called a dispatch and wasn't know why was he there, and then I wasn't know why he followed me from 1092 to Texas Parkway. And you know, I called the dispatcher, and then I think my attorney sent a request about his activities. But if my license plates have been run, and I don't, you know, like I said, just following people, but that's just, you know, that's standard procedure, like, you know, any citizen to call to find out why the police is following you and stuff. I mean, that's something that's my right to call in and find out why you're following me.
I'm not going to discourage you ever to have submit an inquiry. I don't have a problem with that at all. I'm hardly. In fact, since I've made captain and now assistant chief, I've done everything I can to try to get Missouri City and Precinct 2 constables working side by side on many.
We are, and everybody. We have, like I said, this is a bump in the road that'll be over on May 29th, and then you know anything that needs to be done needs to be done. This is just a bump in the road, and these things, a lot of these things are going to be happening,
I don't want any bumps in the road. That's my kicker. I'd much rather us have an excellent working relationship.
We do. Everybody,
I wanted to remain that way, though.
We love you guys.
You know, years past, my predecessors here didn't have such a high regard for Precinct 2.
I know.
Ever since I've made command staff, I've tried to build inroads because I wasn't part of the former command staff.
I know. Say, everybody respects you, and, you know, everybody respects you and the agency, and I know this is politics, and like I said, this will be over in a few weeks.
Yeah, but I really don't want any mudslinging on either party.
I'm taking the high road. That's why, like I said, when I was being followed, I called, like the other day when he was in front of my campaign office politic, and that's when I called a dispatcher to find out why was he in front of my 1308 Texas Parkway telling people that I should be replaced as constable. I want to know if he was on duty. The dispatch said he's on duty. I gave him the car number, and I just said, well, you know, he needs to tell the dispatch, he needs to take this police car back to the station, pull the uniform off, and come back in his personal car and stand in front of my campaign office. And I talked to the mayor. I said, Mr. Moman has cameras all over his station. But it just as a courtesy, to, you know, to not to park his car in front of my campaign office while he's on duty. You know, and nothing can be done about it. Because when I talked to, I think, the lieutenant a while back, I said, well, sir, we can't do anything. He has a right to be there. And I just said, I just think that he should not be in front of my campaign office in the police car telling people that it's time for me to go. And that's just, and my wife, you know, she's a little emotional, and it makes her upset. It doesn't make me upset, but I know this is politics. But I would never park my car in front of the Missouri City Police Station and say something. I mean, I'm not, that's beneath me. I've been in law enforcement for November 11, 1974. And, I'm just not part of that. And I'm taking the high road. I know there's a lot of lying and stuff going on, but stuff I won't tolerate. I've never tolerated. I've been a person of integrity. And that's how it is. And I've been knowing the mayor since I was 19 years old. And I just run on me, who I am. And this is a bump in the road. And there have been a lot of things that have happened that will come out eventually, but not right now. I'm just focused on that, and I was just concerned about the incident that happened at the station. If that's going to be, if it's coming up, it's coming from him. We'll deal with that. But we'll just let it ride. We'll let it ride and forget it. But that's what I was just calling to find out if the department. I don't think the department. I think this is some more or less an individual issue, not nothing with the department.
Yeah, department, we purposely don't want to get involved in any political issues.
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason that the question came up with the guy with the Precinct 2 identification and everything. We purposely passed it off to another agency. So
yeah,
because the fact that we do have an employee that's running for constable, we did not want to look like we were involved in any way, shape, or form.
And, Thank you.
We even told them, when you decide to look into this, if you decide to look into this, it's entirely up to you all. Whether you wait till June, July, August, it doesn't matter to us. Or you do it now. Because we don't want to look like we're at all trying to being influential whatsoever regarding this election.
Yes, sir. And like I said, I got an email from the chief about this thing with the Trayvon Martin case, and I just told the chief that, I was accused of this. The only thing I said was that there had been some issues before, and there was a town hall meeting and with the mayor and the previous chief, and all the issues were resolved. That's all I said. And then I get a call that I said this. I told the chief, I don't know who these people were in the audience. I have no idea. I have no idea. And then one of the ladies that stood up and said her children had been vandalized and brutalized, she left the meeting. They're on the back of a motorcycle with her. They drove on off. I don't know. At a citizen meeting, you don't know who's going to say what. And that's what I told the chief. I said I didn't see anything other than that. But I have no control. And I just said this.
I actually had no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, there was something that had to come up. The chief had said that he got some meetings and inquiries about me saying something bad about the police. I said, well, it wasn't true. I don't know. And I told them, when you have these forums with hostile people, it's best not to have them, best to keep them short. I'm not trying to curb political, people's comments. But, when it comes to the police, to me, it's a no-win situation. They can rant and rave all day. But I did mention that it happened before, but the Missouri City has a good relationship. And that's all. I said that, and I sit down. But that's something else. But everything, we have a great relationship. We love you guys, and we'll be there for the police week, and we just love you guys to death. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that, and I don't want any, an election issue to ever cause any angst between the two agencies. But I've worked very hard to try to establish working relationships that for years weren't there.
Yeah, and, I know, and like I said, I make a point that I have a master's degree. My chief has a master's. Education is very important to us. And it's very important to me. That's why I taught at HEC for 10 years. I taught a lot of people out here, your agency, different agencies. I taught criminal justice staff at campus and education and working together. And the 100 Club, they're giving us, I think $50,000 worth of equipment to to work better with the agencies. But well, it's all about working together. This election, to me, is a bump in the road. Once it's over, we can get back to business, get back to making this the best community in the world.
Yeah, and take it for what it's worth. I think we ought to stop all the nonsense before the election takes place, and I think we can start the healing process, because I guarantee you there's wounds already that have been inflicted through all this mess that I don't know how long it's going to take to heal, and it's actually disappointing. So I don't.
It shouldn't take that long. I mean, it probably shouldn't happen
in the first place. That's what my point is.
Yeah.
So anyway, but you know, you'll have my agency support with your agency. I don't live in Precinct 2, so I can't give you support or non-support either way.
Okay.
But I do want a good working relationship of all the agencies that have jurisdiction out here. It doesn't do any of us any good if we're fussing with each other.
No, this is it. Like I said, I've been out here 32 years, and I know Bonnie Crum. I know everybody. But this is the bump in the road, political, whatever. But we'll continue working what we got to work with. And, the two Houston police chiefs, I've been fortunate to train both of them on the field training program, Chuck McCollum and Clarence Bradford. I had them on the training program, and we have an excellent relationship. And we'll just move forward. And I'm so glad that with the new leadership of Missouri City, so glad, because it's been an improvement, and I speak highly of Missouri City.
It's even been better for us on the inside.
Yeah, it's been better.
It was the
better.
A group and the rest of us years ago, and I wasn't part of the A group.
Yeah.
So the good thing about it, those people are retired and gone. Amen.
Yeah, they're good. Like I said, I'm not saying I'm kissing Missouri City police's butt, but you guys do your best job you can, and I support you guys, and, you know, I hear that. Now, I don't want to hear that. You know, you guys do an excellent job. I don't want to hear that. But like I say, if I'm being followed by Mrs. Smith, I will call in and ask the dispatcher, why is he following me? Like, I think my attorney sent a request to see if my license plates have been run on my county vehicle, my personal vehicle, and to see if they've been run. My attorney filed a request. And I just want to find out if that's the case. You know, why am I being followed and that kinds of things, in my police car, my personal car, my wife. And those are some issues that my attorney can address, you know, on a different level. But that's where we are. Thank you. You have a great day. I'll be back in town Friday. You have a great day.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.